USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Officials in Bryan, Texas say one person is dead, four others are wounded in a shooting at a cabinet business. Bryan Police Lieutenant Jason James tells KBTX the suspect had left the business by the time officers arrived.
Not here at this site. Law enforcement showed up. It was already over with.
Former NFL defensive back Philip Adams shot and killed a doctor, his wife, two of their grandchildren, and an air conditioning serviceman at his home in York County, South Carolina. Another serviceman was critically injured and is in the hospital. Adams later shot himself and committed suicide at his home. President Biden has now signed a series of executive actions designed to curb gun violence in the country. He said, "We're an international embarrassment."
Gun violence in this country is an epidemic. Let me say it again. Gun violence in this country is an epidemic.
This is USA Radio News.
Hello, this is Wayne Alaroot for our newest sponsor, Asset Strategies, or ASI for short. ASI is a precious metals powerhouse. They sell gold and silver. Never in history has there been a more important moment to buy gold and silver. ASI has been in business for 39 years. They've served over 20,000 clients and sold $5 billion worth of gold, silver, and precious metals with zero complaints. Last year, gold saw gains of 25%. Silver nearly doubled gold's performance. Now Democrats are in charge. Green New Deal, open borders, free health care for illegals. Bail out broke cities and states. The debt is about to go through the stratosphere. The time to buy is now. The owners of ASI, Michael and Rich Chekin, have been my close personal friends for 16 years. ASI is the company I trust when it comes to buying and selling precious metals. Call now to receive a free consultation and a free 1 ounce silver eagle with every qualifying purchase when you mention the Wayne Alaroot Show. Call 800-831-0007. That's 800-831-0007. Or visit assetstrategies.com.
Housing and Urban Development Secretary Marcia Fudge announced that nearly $5 billion from last month's COVID-19 relief package will go to states and local governments to battle homelessness. She said the funding was allocated to 651 various jurisdictions to provide housing and other services for those at risk. The $5 billion Home Investment Partnership Program was passed as part of the $1.9 trillion American Rescue Plan. Facebook has announced it's going to start labeling posts to make satire more obvious and the origin of other posts. The company is now adding new labels such as satire page to posts in Facebook's newsfeed. They're also going to clarify the origin of content as public official or fan page, according to Facebook. Last summer, Facebook began to apply labels to state-controlled media outlets to make it clear they may be under the influence of government. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wyatt Cox. Each and every day, the USA Radio Network produces 3 hours of the greatest radio programs of all time. Comedies, drama, suspense, it's all there. Classic radio theater. Now, if your radio station doesn't carry the program, you can find them anywhere podcasts are served, including iHeartRadio, Spotify, Spreaker. Just search for USA Classic Radio Theater. Find it. USA Classic Radio Theater. You'll love it.
Authorities on the eastern Caribbean island of St. Vincent said they believe an active volcano is in danger of erupting and have ordered mandatory evacuations. The island's emergency management office switched the alert level to red as officials prepared to evacuate people who live near La Soufre volcano. They placed them aboard cruise ships, sent them to nearby islands, or took them to shelters elsewhere in St. Vincent. Roughly 16,000 people live in the red zone and will be evacuated. The deputy director of the National Emergency Management Organization, or NEMO, Maria Medard.
We know that some people have a lot of respiratory issues, so we want to take them as far out of the zone as possible, where they will not be affected. The asphalt is likely to compromise people's health issues. It is. It will cause air quality issues.
Scientists say there's a definite increase in seismic activity, which indicates that magma is moving closer to the surface. The volcano last erupted in 1979, and a previous eruption in 1902 killed 1,600 people. Officials say the pandemic is hampering the evacuation efforts. You can listen to current news, updated hourly, or search through the archives and find a story that aired days ago at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.